After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who was born king of the Jews? For we observed the star as it's rising and have come to pay homage." When King Herod said this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests, the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judah. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd the people of Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star would appear. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring him me a word so that I can also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen as it's risen, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I want you to help me today. Before I start, I would like to take a little survey. I think it's easy, and maybe you might even smile. If you don't smile, that's okay. I'm going to count to three to give you time to think. One, two, three, and point. Okay? And you're going to point where Jesus is. Ready again? One, two, three, point. Okay, I think we've got some wigglers. Some are up, and some were cheating looking at other things. Today has a name, Epiphany. It's a moment when you suddenly see or understand something new or different than before. When I read the gospel, I asked the question, how can I help the congregation to see or understand something clearer, new at Christmas? I was troubled because we don't have a star that shows us where Jesus is. And if I would say a star moved over Pittsburgh, because a star moved here, and cried, Jesus is here! Jesus is here! Jesus is here! I think most people wouldn't believe it. We have people who think they're prophets, but some of us probably would think those people have mental problems. Many wise people now don't believe in God. Then I stopped complaining. I was going to go on another path. So I started looking. And then I found something that might help. I found something from Martin Luther. And he said at one time, Christ is with us. Christ is in us. And he is under us. He's under us when we are in trouble and sickness and problems. He holds us up. And some say, they stay. Jesus stands by them. If I run into Martin Luther sometime, I'm going to ask him, what about hot? There's no hot. Then I began trying to find what he said, if I could find that in the world. Or this was just an idea or a hope. And I rested a day and came back. And I started looking again and again. And I found it in Sing Sing Prison. Sing Sing Prison is a security prison operated by the New York State. And it's about 30 miles away from New York City. The name Sing Sing was derived from the name of a Native American tribe. That tribe sold the land to the New York State for prison. The prison was opened in 1826 and held about 1,700 people, and it's still there. The prison had a reputation of destroying the leader of the prison, called Warden. The average warden tenure was 2 years. They couldn't take it. Lewis Laws and his wife Catherine came to the prison in 1920. In 21 years, Lewis made many reforms. The warden set up classes for reading, writing, arithmetic. He paid professional theater people, and they taught inmates put on plays for the community and the family. Theater work improved the prison's behavior. The college program they set in kept them from backsliding into criminal behavior and poverty and made their inmates' families stronger. And another important part of his success was due to his wife, prison basketball game was held, she walked into the gym with her three children and sat in the stands with the inmates. Her attitude was, "My husband and I are going to take care of these men. And I believe they will take care of me. I don't have to work." She insisted on getting acquainted with them and their records. She discovered one murderer who was blind. So she went to see this blind man. She sat down, holding his hand. She said, "Do you read Braille?" "Braille." "What's Braille?" he asked. Then she learned Braille and taught him how to read. She found a deaf mute in the prison. She went to school to learn sign signals and then taught to the inmate. During the years, people had a way of describing it. They would say, "Jesus lives in you." She kept on encouraging the prisoners, ran errands, spent time listening. She was killed in a car in 1937. The next morning, her husband didn't come to work, so the acting warden took his place. Almost instantly, the prison knew something was wrong, but they didn't know what was wrong. The following day, her body was rested in a casket in her home, 3/4 of a mile from the prison. As the acting warden took his early morning walk, he was shocked at a large crowd of the toughest, hardest-looking criminals gathered like a herd of animals at the main gate. He walked toward them, slowly, and he noted tears, grief, sadness. He knew how much they loved Catherine. Prisoners asked, "Can we go to the funeral?" He turned and thought about it, faced them and said, "All right, man, you can go. Just be back and check in tonight." Then he opened the gate and started a parade of criminals without even one guard. They stood in line to pay their final respects to Catherine Lee Walls, and every one of them checked back. Everyone, when they could have gone out of the prison. On that day, many people were saying Catherine was the body of Jesus. Jesus put his love in her, and she put that love in the clinic, and they put their love into her. In the Sing Sing prison from 1920 to 1937. We could say this is an epiphany, or we could say this is God in the form of a female. Or we can just say, "Wow." God's love is with us. God is in us. Some of us don't have enough. want you to help me again. I'm going to stop and say amen, which means you believe that the pastor is going to do that and turn. But I thought it would be good if the pastor and the congregation said that. So I'm going to count to three again. And you can count them if you want. One, two,